The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Our topic this time has been raising Fatimiyun, which meant we were employing karama. You see, the Kareem, in his eyes or her eyes, God is so grand, so great. The Kareem values that relationship with God. There are many things you can bargain with, barter over for the Kareem. Nothing is as valuable as my relationship with my Lord. I can't compromise that. I can't please this or that one and sacrifice that. I value the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, with some people, they think, well, this is just a minor sin. It's no biggie. It's okay. Right? They're finding a way to justify violating Allah's commands. How does Zahra teach us to think? How does a Kareem view God? This is from the hadith from our Prophet. He says this, Ya Aba Dhar. So our Prophet speaking to Aba Dhar. La tanzur ila sigharil khati'a. Don't look at how small the sin is. Don't look at how small the sin is. Walakin undur ila man asait. Look at who you're defying. How great is God? It's not about how small the sin is. God in the eyes of the Kareem is too important for me to violate his laws, to trample his laws. The Kareem, the person who has a sense of karama, of Islamic self-worth and self-dignity, also has another strong point. They value themselves as the best of Allah's creation. Their self-worth, they have Islamic self-worth. I'm the best of Allah's creation. Where do we find that in the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt? I'm more important, me as a believer, as a mu'min or mu'mina, I'm more important than the dunya. Other people, the dunya, a loss in the dunya, a setback in the dunya is breaking them. For me, I'm more important than the dunya wa ma fiha. Where does we learn that from the hadith? It's from Imam Ali. He says, لَيْسَ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ ثَمَنٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. You have no price other than paradise. فَلَا تَبِعُوهَا إِلَّا بِهَا. Don't sell yourselves for anything less. They give you the entire dunya. Don't sell yourself for anything less. So what we find, though, is the opposite for the person who's not Kareem. For the Kareem, their test, their what was keeping them was that relationship with God, my self-worth as God's Khalifa. If I don't have Islamic self-worth, if I don't see myself as being valuable, the opposite effect is true. The dunya becomes everything for this person. Some people have a different test, as I mentioned. Some people, their test is other people are pressuring me to sin for your wedding. It's one night. Just, it's okay. Do it for me. Right? The pressure. The non-kareem, when they see those other tragedies, afflictions, and again, there's a whole laundry list of afflictions and things people are going through. When they see those, the non-kareem, when they see these things, it says, manhanat alayhi nafsu, the person who has no self-worth, no Islamic self-worth, kaburat ad-dunya fi ayni. The dunya is so big in this person's eyes. Everything is the dunya. What will people think? What will people say? The opposite of the kareem. Right? So all of that displaced anger, all of that comes as a result of. Now, there is one kind of thought for some of us to have. And that is that our discussion is actually, one part of it is about raising children. So it's kind of almost an eye roll moment. Sheikh, I get it. If you're talking about us as adults, yeah, the dunya, it's a big thing. We shouldn't make it a big thing. The dunya's worthless. How can I train a child to think that the dunya is worthless? You're saying raise children to be kareem. How can children learn that the dunya is worthless? For this, there are three answers, brothers and sisters. Three things for us to consider. The first thing is in this discussion about karama, we're focusing on children who are not toddlers. We're talking about children 7 and older. We're talking about the second, our training for them. Yes, of course, we treated them in such a way they were raised to be kareem from the time they were younger. But these discussions that we're having, these conversations that we're having, we're not talking about me trying to convince a toddler. The second problem is this. Who says that tarbiyah is me telling a child, sit down, let me give you a lecture. I'm going to quote a hadith for you about how worthless the dunya is. Sit down and let me lecture you. Who said that's tarbiyah? We're going to talk about something else for tarbiyah. Now you might follow that up with, well, are we not supposed to talk about the dunya to children then? No, you're supposed to talk about the dunya to children. Let me share a secret with you. Your children were born on the fitrah. We have hadith about this. Their fitrah is untainted. They're purer than you and I. They haven't been polluted like you and I. The fitrah is untainted. Because the fitrah is untainted, if the parent or the teacher knows how to explain these concepts, the child will get it. They understand. The fitrah that they have is that the dunya isn't that important. That's just up to you and I now. Do we know how to carefully select a hadith, ayat, stories to help impress upon this child the idea that the dunya is worthless? Your real goal is something else. You're bigger than this dunya. That's up to us. How do we do that? Do we have the skill to do that? But the third thing is this. Our children are supposed to learn this from our actions. There's one time when we're trying to lecture somebody, right? Another time it's on me as a parent. You're supposed to see from your interactions with me, or me as a teacher, or me as a big brother, or me as a big sister. If you're trying to do tarbiyah, you're supposed to see from looking at me that the dunya is indeed worthless. It's trivial. This behavior, teaching through actions, stays with children. So now, what happens is that our children are supposed to, what happens is these ayat of the Quran, I'm going to share some of the ayat of the Quran, they're supposed to be embodied. The children are supposed to see this in our eyes. Other people see setbacks. Those setbacks would break someone for the kareem who's embraced Quran and Sunnah. They say what Allah says. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Such days we make rotate amongst the people. Yes, sometimes there are defeats. Sometimes there's victories. Sometimes it wins. Sometimes we have money. Sometimes we don't. The children need to see from my behavior that tilka ayat, ayat of Quran, this is surah 3, verse number 140. Wa tilka al-ayyam nudawiluha bayna an-nas. We make these days rotate amongst the people. But I need to see somebody acting on that in order for me to be convinced. That kind of tarbiyah. Allow me to say a story that's not true, inshallah. They said once, this neighbor was watching this little boy. He was in his backyard. And the little boy had a baseball bat. And the little boy loudly said, "I'm the greatest home run hitter in the world." And he threw the ball up into the air, and he swung with all his might, and he missed. And he said, "Strike one." But the little boy didn't get disappointed. He threw the ball up in the air again. He said, "I'm the greatest home run hitter in the world." And he swung again, and again he missed. But again, he didn't get demoralized. He got the ball for the last time. Little boy throws the ball up in the air. "I'm the greatest home run hitter in the world." He swings and he misses. Then he says, "You know what? I just found out I'm the greatest strikeout artist in the world." However it works, God's on the side of the mu'min. These are ayat of the Quran, but our children need to see that. "I tried my best. I pushed. It wasn't my fault. I did everything I can." That means God has a better plan for me. That's how the children learn about the dunya, right? So the verse says this. So Surah 4, verse number 19. Fa'asa antakrahu shay'a. Many times you dislike something. It's a setback. It's uncomfortable. It's not fair. It's not right. Fa'asa antakrahu shay'a. You dislike something. Wa yaj'ala Allah fihi khayran kathira. But Allah put a lot of good in it. I serve a good God. God's on my side.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareemun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyum وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.